Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1666, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, was lodged in the cell wing known as the Third West. While Annie Maud Carter was a pickman at the jail, or at least a portion of the time, I used Annie Maud Carter as a helper in laundry work, washing and ironing clothes. A portion of the time her work was upon the fourth floor, where the laundry was located, and a portion of the time upon the fifth floor, in what is generally known as the medicine room, in which she did the large portion of her ironing. I never saw Annie Maud Carter in the cell wing of James Conley, nor even at the door. We did our best to keep this cell wing of Conley's locked at all times. It was necessary in the cleaning of the jail and in the feeding of Conley to allow trusty prisoners, under our supervision, to enter Conley's cell wing only long enough to discharge their duties, and then to leave this cell wing, and the door was locked. All of these trusties used in Conley's cell wing were male trustees. Annie Maud Carter was never used in Conley's cell wing for any of this work, and to the best of my knowledge never entered Conley's cell wing, nor did I ever see her about the door. I did not oversee any notes pass between Conley and Annie Maud Carter, and never heard of any until within the last few days. We understood that there was specific orders to keep everyone away from Conley's cell wing, and we did our best to comply with this order. I knew George Wren, who was known as Dr. Dot Wren, and who was a white trusty prisoner. He assisted Dr. Dot Hurt, the county physician, in caring for the sick at the jail, and for this work he was also used as a trusty prisoner. He slept in the Negro hospital on the fifth floor and got his medicine from the medicine room. I have seen him talk to Annie Maud Carter. I know Annie Maud Carter's general character and reputation while she was at the jail, and that general character and reputation was bad, and I would not believe her on oath. I know of no occasion for Annie Maud Carter being upon the first floor of the jail, as her work called for her to be on the fourth or fifth floor ordinarily. If she had any opportunity, I never knew it, and I was constantly on duty during the hours I have named. John Shields, sworn for the state. I have been working since May, 1913, at the National Pencil Company. I know C.W. Burke and Jimmy Wren. Burke and Wren have been constantly around the National Pencil Factory for the last several months, working on the Frank case. Several times during the last two or three months, Jimmy Wren has